around concerned. No,
no, that's all good. Y'all just act like nothing's going on.
He forgot to hit the record button again.
No, we're all good.
He's finding that beep button in case something
I was up. Looking for that one.
Yeah, I've got it somewhere.
We sat there. Don't forget to hit record.
I didn't.
And then we start talking about it, and that's why he looked down, yes. And he was like, oh,
I was going to say. Darren trying to fix stuff, you know? Yeah.
Welcome to the MCTV podcast. I'm Michael Sapp, and I'm here with Jacob Gibbs and Jared Giddens with our special guest, Josh Wiggins.
Hey, everybody.
And today we're on location at Johnny's Barbecue.
On location.
How's everybody doing?
Home Star. Of the... It's Bulldog slapping good.
Bulldog yeah. slapping good.
It's right there. I should have just read it. It's right there.
That's a good thing too. I've always like loved looking at the advertisement on these tables.
Yeah.
What does it cost to get on one of these tables?
I have no idea.
We're gonna have to get on there. Maybe we get all of us on there.
Between
for the
all
podcast.
The tables, how many different people you think like advertisements is on here?
Right? It's probably at least 20 or so. I would think.
Yeah,
we have a guy that does all that.
A lot different. Yeah, that's cool.
Josh, like we said, we're here at Johnny's. Everybody knows you got the famous red sauce and white sauce. Is there, if I come in and eat inside, is there any limit to how much sauce I can use?
No, man.
You just going to keep it coming?
Oh, yeah.
No matter
go
what?
Go all the way up to a gallon.
No way. You've never had to, like,
you
kick just, somebody out or cut them off?
You can
like,
just
hey,
chug
man.
It out of a jug or something.
I can request a jug of sauce.
Not any of the ones on the table. That's, health department might be listening. Yeah.
Don't chug out of the container on the table.
We do not want that.
That might could be a new menu item, you know, just a jug of sauce with a straw.
Yeah.
Well, they do sell it by the pint and stuff, don't you?
That's right.
I mean, just give them a straw. Order a pint, stick a straw in it. And
yeah.
There you go.
Sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Josh, do you have a pet pig?
No, I sure don't.
Never had one?
No.
Ever thought about getting one?
Probably not. My wife says she wants one every now and then, but
it seems like it might could be a good mascot, right? For the restaurant.
Might be. We could have one running around.
And if he runs out of barbecue,
that's right.
He's already got one.
There it is.
That's going to terrify some kids going to think
customers.
About that.
You could actually threaten your customers.
Mommy, that's right.
If y'all don't come. If y'all don't come. Yeah. If y'all don't get all the cheeseburgers, the pig gets it. Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's awful.
Oh, man.
Ride a barbecue, order a burger, or crispy bacon's gone.
All right, Josh, tell us a little bit about the history of Johnny's.
Well, it started in about 1949 by Johnny Graves, and my grandpa bought it in 63. His name was actually Troy, so 63. He actually started like he was milk went back when they delivered milk, like, you know, in the
containers.
He was doing that. Then he got involved in the Rebel. That's now
what's the Rebel?
It's down. It was down where the new Italian plate, Luigi's, is.
Okay. Yeah. What kind of food did they do?
It was more like steaks and stuff like that. I don't think it was all like barbecue or anything. But then he got into this. And as soon as he bought it, actually, the original owner, he wanted to buy it back, and my grandpa wouldn't let him. So that little snack shack up at Sportsman's Lake, he went up and put a Johnny's Barbecue number 2
really?
For a short time.
Huh. I did not know that.
Okay. Yeah. How do I not know this?
When was that?
It didn't last long.
Just like a second location?
Yeah.
So, Josh, what do you eat here when you're going to eat? When you're hungry, do you have a go-to?
I'm kind of a regular plate guy myself.
Really? Actually. The standard?
The regular
tried
plate.
Tried and true. Yeah.
Got to have hush puppies with it, though.
Oh, you do like hush puppies a lot? Yeah.
I know I have some other friends in restaurants, and they'll have like weird off-menu combos, you know. Do you have anything like that you kind of mix around that you could say?
We've made some like chicken salad and stuff before. It's really good.
Yeah.
Put some pork on a hamburger. That's pretty good.
Hey, that does sound pretty good.
Yeah.
You see
burger.
Them every now and then. I forgot what they're called. But
yeah, barbecue.
I've tried it before.
All right, so the real question of the day is, when can we see year-round wings? That's what everybody wants to know, Josh. I've had a lot of people asking me. First thing I tell them when I say, "Yeah, we're going to be talking to Josh Wiggins." Yeah. That's it.
I always say I'm going to like just pop it up every now and then, but
it's just to see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's good
news.
And
we do street tacos on the trailer.
But not in the restaurant.
And not in the restaurant.
Oh, so you have a food trailer too?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. And don't get to do as much as I used to, but they're got pork and shredded cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, sour cream, and red and white sauce, jalapenos on them.
So
people
right
are
now,
always asking for those.
Oh, yeah. So they'll come in and ask. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So right now, though, we do have seasonal wings, right?
Oh, right now.
What kind of flavors
do you
got?
Some new flavors this time.
Yeah.
Did a mango habanero and hot honey is
hot
it's
honey.
A new one this time. It's really good.
I like some honey.
Yeah. Yes.
My favorite's always been sweet chili, but
look, next
I'm
time
becoming a hot honey fan.
When we come back and that platter's coming,
we should have done it on Friday.
I'll love them. Yeah. There you go.
We could have had one sitting right here.
Man, we wouldn't talk. We'd be stuffing our faces.
It'd be a little close with the mic.
Yeah. Yeah, that would not be a fun show to watch.
Like, talking about coming up with different sauces and like flavors and stuff. I've experimented at home, you know, and I'm like, I really wished I wouldn't have done this, you know, but I would have left everything else or whatever. Like, do you have like a base you start off of and you're like, I'm just going to add a little bit, dump a wing, or do you make a whole batch of wings?
Well, we just kind of buy it with the wing sauces, but like, yeah, we start with, like, as far as our red sauce and all that goes, we start.
Because you got those in stores now, don't you, too? Yeah, the Johnny's Barbecue bottles in stores.
Yeah.
That's pretty big, right? We've shipped it to Afghanistan.
What?
Really?
There's actually a picture, right out there.
Really?
It's they got a bottle and a grenade launcher. It's the coolest picture ever.
So
if I was gonna get hit with something overseas, I would love it for it to be a bottle of Johnny's Barbecue sauce. And I gotta ask one thing too, because I'll forget. But y'all's bread, just the white bread that y'all send out. That is the freshest bread
ever.
It I don't is. Know if you. I mean, like it's like you just picked it. I mean, it's fresh. You know, I don't know what all comes in making
it's
bread,
good.
But it is good.
Do they deliver it daily?
Oh yeah, every day.
Let's see,
is it like Merit or
Flowers?
Flowers. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Man, that bread's different than any other, and I know it's just plain.
Man, no, it's better in here. No, right?
It's like your grandmother
fresh.
Cut
it's,
it.
It's
you
fresh.
Know? It's like,
yep. There was one review I read, and this is how it went. Are you ready? Went to Johnny's in Coleman. Service was excellent. The food and barbecue was all very good. We'll be coming back. 4 stars out of 5. What are you missing?
I've always wondered that.
Yeah.
What? Some people think something. Everything's going
like
to be absolute.
How could you do better?
You know? But what's perfect? What?
That's
right.
What I mean.
You know?
My meal has always been right. When
if you have good service,
so like, that's what I'm saying.
Good food.
Everything's perfect.
Yeah.
4 stars.
Yeah.
It's clean.
I mean, I guess it gives us something to try to build towards.
There's what are you going to try to make the food even better?
It's
like,
better,
I'll try to make it better.
Best I've ever had. Better, greatest better. In the world. 3 stars. You know,
like, yeah. How do you deal with reviews and stuff, Josh? Because sometimes they're crazy, right?
Yeah. I've had a few recently. Even I've kind of got my fingers to typing, kind of regretted doing that.
Oh,
but
man. You want to say something so bad, don't you? Like, you want to say...
Well, it's kind of like, why didn't you say something while you were here? Like,
right.
Instead of just immediately going home, not even calling us back. And just
I'll be honest, I don't think it's true sometimes. When you read some reviews, I don't think they're true.
No, so a lot of it's made up.
But
you can't make it right
for
if you go home and do it
online.
On the keyboard.
Yeah.
No.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's not... Well, if you address it here, then everything gets handled.
There's times I try to like still make it right, but then there's some out there that's like, why are you doing this?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm interested in that because you read everything out there, you know. But I'll say this:
and that's
Johnny's
the thing,
is overwhelmingly positive. So you know, you just wonder about some of these.
And we'd be glad to help. You know, or correct whatever we might have done wrong, but then they just put it out there.
There's, yeah, like, and it doesn't go away.
And somebody traveling on the interstate looks it up, and they're like, oh, I'm going to skip there. So,
yeah.
You know, I, honest to God, do not look at reviews.
Yeah,
I don't.
Not
I,
for,
yeah. I very rarely do.
No.
I don't pull up. I pull up the address or whatever, and I go, when I walk in, I'm like, I think this is going to be good. And it could be a hole in the wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
I don't look at the reviews because everybody's so different. I don't like onions. One time they might have stuck one onion on my barbecue sandwich, and I got mad, and I went home and wrote about it. And
well, I'll tell you what.
That's what people do. But you know what I'm talking about? That's what people do. Yeah, but reviews are like Googling a symptom.
You're right.
You just don't do it. Yeah.
No, I mean, somebody's going to find something wrong with everything. So.
Yeah. 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 And let's face it, you know, that's what kills me is the one thing that happened maybe 4 years ago. Maybe it didn't even happen, but it's still there. It's sitting there, and people see it.
I think ours is still 4 stars on, like, Google. So
yeah.
I'm pretty happy with it.
4 stars. Oh, yeah. Good.
That's hard to get, really. I mean,
it gives you that 1 star to still work towards.
bring them wings back.
Yeah, I know. That's what it was. There's the answer.
You keep taking away. You're like, give him 5 stars if he brings the wings back yearly.
Yeah. It's like McDonald's and the McRib. Like, just give it to him and take it away.
Josh, sticking with the Halloween theme, is there anything in Coleman that scares you?
Scares me? Like,
any way anything, you can think of. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I think Jacob said earlier, it has to be the driving right here. Especially on Friday afternoons.
What kind of driver are you?
I like the left lane.
Yeah.
Okay, you do. Huh? Yeah.
But are you going slow?
My wife may say,
My
wife may say differently sometimes. But.
So you get in that left lane and you're going. Just,
I'm ready to go.
So. Yeah. No, yeah. Okay. Don't let anybody pass you, right?
The worst is getting in behind slower people.
So you're the guy tailgating me.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so.
You're like this guy.
There's nothing worse than two
I don't
people.
Ever flash with the lights. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's gangs out there nowadays, man.
Wait. I've heard this. Is that real?
I think it was. I think it was in
I was coming
places.
Back from Tuscaloosa the other night. There was a car in front of me. Didn't have lights on at all. And I just wanted to flash them so bad.
Oh, I know, Jacob, what's the situation there? Can you tell us about that?
Supposedly, like if you was driving through, say, Birmingham... somebody didn't have their lights on, or they just had like their running lights or something, you flashed your lights on, then you were like, their initiation to get into the gang was to like shoot up your car. Or,
is that that's an urban legend though, right?
I think it's still happening.
I think it's happened.
No, it's probably not an urban.
No, I'm thinking this actually happened.
Yeah.
Really? It's probably happened more than you think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Something else I can be scared of.
So get your concealed carry permit and,
because I don't like my wife's car. She can turn it on there where it do the lights automatic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you're behind somebody, every time you go over a hill, they come back on, they go back off. And I'm like, turn them off. Just leave them all dim. You know?
Yeah.
People think you're flashing at them. You know? Which she's never had anybody to pull over and be like, is there a problem? But I don't know. I'm taking any chances.
I've noticed it more on the interstate, especially if you're driving where the median's really big. You can see the other cars go like they're... high beams going on and off, like a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Drives
me nuts.
Oh, my God.
Josh, what do you stream?
Oh, yeah.
What do y'all watch?
I just try to find something. I get hooked on certain shows.
Anything lately you're watching?
I started watching The Old Man.
The Old Man?
It's on Hulu.
I haven't seen that. What's it about?
It's pretty good. It's this kind of older law enforcement guy. I don't know. A bunch of stuff happens. Yeah. Just kind of starting to get into it. So
we'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
You ever thought about doing like a series, like a reality series?
I've been into documentaries a lot lately.
Oh, yeah.
I like stuff like that, too.
On Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah. Jacob's a big true crime guy. Do you do any of that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you like First 48?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a, what is that now, OP Nation?
I know.
On patrol.
Oh, Friday is that where it's live?
Yeah.
I've seen now some of that.
So they brought cops back.
That's pretty interesting.
Is it cops?
I mean, it's live.
It's better than cops.
How so? What's it like?
They flash back from like different places. Like,
They have like seven different places they're at. Mm-hmm. Everything, something happens, light goes off, and
that's pretty cool.
Like makes you me might, want to watch it. It might be like some police fishing to go into an apartment to talk about a domestic dispute or serious somebody stuff pulled sometimes. Over on the side of the road. Yeah.
What's that? What's it on?
Is it on ID? Investigative.
It's
Discovery
a weird channel now. I can't think of
these true crime guys. Yeah, I don't know. This guy, he listens to like.
I listen to interrogation stuff.
Driving down the road. I listen to. The, I've gotten to listen to the spirit. Scanner.
That's fun.
Listen to the scanner in Coleman lately. It's been.
You got it on your phone. Is it an app?
Oh yeah,
does it work good?
About the scanner guy.
I want to get it from
you. Every scanner guy, we got us one.
Yes. Yeah. Every now and then, it just randomly like they don't have Coleman on there, but then it'll come back.
Huh.
Like a couple Sundays ago?
Me and him versus all y'all just waking Walking Dead or whatever people.
You gotta be ready for anything.
Yeah. Josh, are you a prepper? Are you prepared for anything? Like, do you have a bunker?
he's probably got enough food to last a while.
I'll just go hop in the walk-in cooler or something. Yeah.
Handle that pet pig when you need to, I guess. Right?
If you had a pet pig, what would you name it? Because I've seen a funny name about a pet pig that somebody had. Have y'all seen that where his name is Chris P. Bacon?
No.
My brother sent me that of some news reporter or whatever was talking, and they get to giggling because it's so funny because they spell it like Chris P. and then Bacon. Oh. You know? Like P's his middle initial. And I died. Those people got to laughing on their man. I got to laughing.
Josh, on date night, what do y'all usually do?
Man, it's hard to get a date night.
Yeah, you're busy.
When you got two toddlers.
You got little ones. You got the business.
How old are they?
One just turned 8, Grayson, and got a 5-year-old, Graham. He'll be 6 in April.
So you're not getting out a lot, huh?
No. We're big Allstate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Allstate too. Yeah.
Do you have a meal there you like? A special regular meal you get?
I just tried the short rib the other night.
How was it?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Which everything I've had there is good. I usually go for the specials, but snapper is usually a go to.
Yeah.
I like the snapper. I haven't been in a little bit. I guess I need
their
to go.
Their steak and everything is so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like their steak a lot.
Y'all get out of town any? Y'all do anything out?
Yeah, we go to, my sister lives in Birmingham or Fultondale, so kind of go down there some. Go up to Huntsville to Rosie's is a favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gotta go.
We Rosie's eat at Rosie's
every couple weeks.
Y'all eat Rosie's?
Dude, I'm so over Mexican food.
You don't eat it?
That's all my kids want to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, they know them, too. They're like, well, we can go right here to this one, or we can go over there. And I'm like, it's like, I want a burger or something. Like, yeah. I don't want no more Mexican food, man.
You're done with it.
How many Mexican, that would be a good poll. How many Mexican restaurants are in Coleman?
Name it. Jerry, off the top of your head.
There's a bunch.
Right now. Now he's counting them up. Josh, how many guests? Yeah.
I would say at least 15.
I'm going down 31. Hold on.
Yeah.
You're like, ain't that true? Like, there's one.
I made it.
15 sounds good.
Are we staying in the city limits?
Car washes?
Are we staying at the city
limits?
Mexican
restaurants. Yeah.
There's some in the county?
I mean, is there not one?
Yeah, there's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lupe's, maybe?
Yeah.
They were going to open one in Fairview right there at the Hutch.
Really?
Alamitos.
Okay.
People was going to open it there, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't.
There's maybe a 15. Ton. There's maybe. Do you count
there's a
food
bunch.
Trucks?
That, I don't know that.
You'd have
I'm
to,
counting
yeah.
those.
You're getting deep with those now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a taco truck on every corner.
Yeah.
Do you think that's taken away a lot of the businesses, the mobile
I don't
stuff?
Think so. I think it's pretty neat. All those.
A lot of people do it full time.
Full time, I just think it kind of gives a neat aspect. It's always a kind of a dream of mine that if we could have a food truck park one day.
Hey, that'd
yes.
be great.
Yes.
That would
be
really
cool,
good.
Yeah.
I think some are trying to start it at Sportsman's Lake a little bit, but
where you could just walk
if
through
you had its own designated.
You knew every all the time yes. it's going to be there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you?
I actually thought the old Quincy's parking lot was.
Yeah, that would have been good. That would have been awesome.
they're working their construction
half of a gas station now.
So. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got like, and food trucks. Great thing about it is they got small menus, so they're only going to be good at like two or three things.
Right.
Like they're not making a whole big menu.
Yeah.
So that's what I like about it. Like you get to go around it and you look at it and like. I don't know. There was one in Nashville when I was working up there that was, it was all about macaroni and cheese.
Really?
That's all macaroni and cheese sandwiches and everything. And you, if you were not in line an hour before they opened, you might not be getting to eat. Because the line, people
would
line up.
For mac and cheese.
Yes. Because when they ran out, they ran out. It was over.
Oh, wow.
I got sick on macaroni and cheese when I was a kid, and I can't hardly look at it. I mean, I cook it for my kids and stuff, but I can hardly eat it.
So no macaroni and cheese in Mexican for you lately.
If your grandmother was like mine, though, there's no other mac and cheese since than her homemade.
You had,
yeah.
Like, you can't ever find it anymore.
No.
Yeah.
It's just made differently, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take some of that white bread they got.
That's it.
That's it. Get some of that cheese on it. Yeah.
Josh, if you had a choice between one or the other, would you be in the food truck or in here?
Well, I mean, I like both.
Yeah, because when I see you at the events, it seems like you're having fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're, it's just good to kind of get out in the community and just kind of be there and all the – good events, great events we have now. It's just kind of neat to be out in the middle of it. And then we recently did the archery tournament that comes to town every year in August. And
yeah, the big one.
And there's people from all over that come and eat with us at that. So
yeah,
what about need to get some land over near the aquatic center and everything where they're building that new complex so that when have the food truck thing over there, that would be a perfect place.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be good.
I haven't done a whole lot of food trucks.
No, not even the taco. Oh yeah, no Mexican.
Huh? Well, I mean, sometimes, but I don't know. I don't really do them.
Yeah,
I think we were like one of the first ones, believe it or not.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Way back in the day.
Yeah. I like that.
What happened to the Chick-fil-A truck? Did it disappear?
I think it's around.
It used to go to Arab and sit at Bob Schofield, where the Bob Schofield used to be.
They had some trouble with the actual van they had, so they're just kind of.
Well, I know they're building a new location. So.
Yeah, yeah.
That's happening, huh?
Yep.
157.
I think they bought the old church, didn't they? That or where the church is?
I think it's right by there.
Or right by. Yeah, yeah, somewhere right there is where it's supposed to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Chick-fil-A too, but that's not one of my spots either. Because of kids, man. I'm telling you.
Kids ruin everything. I'm telling you. Yes. And you get tired of it. What do you want to eat? Mexican. No. Chick-fil-A. No.
Have you ever noticed the Chick-fil-A, like their Happy Meal, the toy in it, it's like a little book?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting boring. Like that.
Yeah. Right. We get that two or three times a week there.
Boring. I like McDonald's toys, man.
Josh, y'all cater as well, right?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever done any bizarre caterings, anything strange, any weird events that you can talk about?
No, they've all been pretty tame.
Yeah.
Now, that's a lot of fun, too. Like
the catering?
Like, yeah,
you like
you get to go to all these weddings and all. And
y'all do a lot of weddings.
See everybody all stressed out.
You're just having fun serving food. Yeah. Pork potato coming right up.
I'm just making them happy with my food. So,
do you do wings at your?
No.
See,
that's that fifth star.
I'm telling you, I can get you the fifth star. I'll write you a plan. We'll write a new business plan. We'll get this figured out. But hey, you got to make everybody. I mean, if you made everybody happy, I mean that'd be boring.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
It'd make work terrible to come here and nobody complain about anything and just everything's perfect.
There's something about it being seasonal though that makes you want it more when it comes around, right? Is that kind of the
goal? I think it. Okay, everybody gets excited about it.
I see them. It's a good plan. Behind this.
I mean, people order like by the dozens and all with the football games on.
Oh, I bet. So. Game day.
We've sold out both weekends.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the favorite flavor so far?
Still sweet chilies, probably.
Sweet chilies
still
big.
Top. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes me want to go get wings now.
Yeah. God. We need that platter.
My hair.
I should have ate some before I came here.
I know.
Do not skip lunch.
They're in season and then right go now, do right?
an on location podcast.
Right now, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay. Do you have any game day traditions?
You mean here or
just camp? Yeah, just football season.
It's kind of me and my sister's thing. We go to home games in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. So okay. What do you like best about going to the games?
Just going down there and just being. I mean, we've had it really good. 17 years.
Oh yeah, it's been a good run, hasn't it?
No, so,
I think we're stuck between a couple of Auburn dudes, Josh.
I kind of got that feeling.
Yeah, you know, after Saturday, I'm just giving up. You know, I got excited. I shouldn't have. I should just yeah.
Football don't do crickets now. Anymore, man.
I got pumped. I mean, I got up. I made me some good rum drinks. I was excited.
You're ready to go.
And then halftime,
I almost sent you a text and asked you, what's going on here?
Hey, well, we can't
It's Auburn. It's just my life story. So I'm used to it.
They'll live longer than us.
Yeah. I started texting people, and then we started playing bad, and then it got.
Yeah.
Hey, that was really
some karma came around.
I was really like, when are they going to put the gas on? Yeah. I mean, like, really?
Yeah. Are we going to play, or are we just
going to? Yeah, because, I mean, it was, 14-13 at the first of the fourth, right?
Yeah,
we're in the
fourth quarter.
It was
tight. It was 14-7
at halftime.
It looks worse looking at the score than the game actually 14. Was. The game was,
I mean, it really.
Yeah. But they said South Florida, though, this was one of their best recruiting classes or something, I think.
They gave us a hard time 2 years in a row. So.
Yeah,
hope I think we don't play them again.
Those teams are the worst ones to play, in my opinion, because they can keep up with you for at least three quarters.
And they don't care.
If they don't make mistakes, they're there. The question is, can you finish? And the depth always catches up with most of those teams.
Right. And it's always at the fourth quarter, you know, like at the end a lot of times.
Were you getting nervous, Josh?
Oh, yeah, I was.
What was the mood was with the crowd?
Oh, there was a lot of yelling. You hadn't heard that in, like, years.
Did y'all see Nick Saban sitting up there?
He wasn't pleased, was he?
I bet he was exhausted.
You could tell, dude. He was fuming.
He's probably sitting there going, I'm just going to get unretired and walk down there right now. Just take care of this. Because you got to think, this has got to be the biggest adjustment in his life. I mean, you just went from coaching your whole life, and now you're watching from the side. I couldn't do it. I can't even keep my mouth shut during my kid's soccer game, and I don't even like soccer. I'm a coach. I don't even like soccer, and I'm coaching. You know, like, I couldn't. I mean, think how I would feel, like, retiring and having to watch it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
soccer is like hard to keep up with. Like the
do y'all follow soccer?
Yeah. It's almost like
I don't follow
plays
it.
Chess
I mean, I follow
something.
My kids' games. That's it.
Jacob, you don't play soccer?
No, I wish they'd offer that though. When I was a kid, really.
Would you? Yeah,
I probably would have played. Honestly, I liked kickball, dodgeball.
It was just like park and rec kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 year.
1 year. That was it. That's enough.
Didn't the Ninja Turtles, actually, I think it was.
Really? That was your team name?
Yeah.
The Turtles.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. Like there's no mascots, the Turtles, either.
I can't believe I remember
right?
that.
I don't think there. I don't know of any.
Was that, did you play at St. Bernard?
That. Yeah, that, we did, actually.
Yeah, that's where soccer was when we were out kids. At it was all at St. Bernard.
Zach Smith, Wayne Smith.
Yeah, good coaches.
Yeah.
I played all the way up to middle school, and then did football and everything, and did track instead of soccer.
I think because
you have to pick
fun.
A sport.
You got to pick something now.
Each season, you got to pick one sport. Like, you can't do multiple. Which I don't understand why I couldn't do track and soccer. That didn't make sense. But
meanwhile, Josh was just leader of the whole school every year.
Yeah,
he was Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, of the class president, 4 years in a row.
They come out with the same speech. They said every single year.
I did do the golf team.
Make it great again.
Senior year.
What was the? Oh, you were on the golf team.
Yeah.
Golfers here. Yeah. Jared,
I
played golf. I
play golf.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. You're on the team.
Yeah, I played. We had the Albright boys, man, so we were good.
Oh, yeah. I played with him yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, Chad. Man.
Yeah, Chad and Heath.
He's still.
Oh, dude, they could hit one from here to Berlin. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, they're good. Yeah, they're very good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Huh.
I would come in high school, and they'd be like, if you shot under 140, we won. 120. and we really did. We had Dobrots and another guy that was really good. Jesse Boland was really impressive,
yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
Do y'all play a lot still?
I play around Chad and them some, but I hadn't actually played with them in a long time. Yeah.
I played once this summer.
See him around.
Yeah.
And I was so awful like I used to be that I was like, yeah. It just costs me money. All I do is lose balls. And they're not cheap.
Yeah, they're not. No,
they're getting expensive. You spend $59, and then you're $59 in the hole plus what you have to pay to play the game.
I see something today.
And beer's not cheap. You know, it's not like you can. When I was, we have to go wet. And the only thing that was good about being dry was you can bring your own beer to the golf course and not have to pay the.
I still do sometimes.
Up charges. I know. It's like I'm gonna bring me a little flask next time just to save me money.
Especially when you couldn't buy on Sundays at the golf course. Let me just start filling my bag up. Start putting them in there where the shoes go, you know? Yeah.
You know what? We should just go play with Sheriff Gentry since all he does is find balls. Oh, he can find all of my balls that I've lost on the 18th hole and give them back to me.
I write other people's name on my ball. That way when I lose it, they're like, oh, so-and-so sucks. You know what I mean?
That's a good
idea. I'm going to start putting Josh Wiggins. Start throwing them.
My dad-in-law always says that. He's like, man, I always hate it when I get golf balls with my initials on it, or if they got my name on there, or whatever, you know.
Somebody like, random initial on there.
Yeah, and then you lose three balls on one hole. Somebody comes up behind you and says, hey, did you find your ball back here? Three. It takes a lot of balls to play golf like I do.
I bet it does.
I saw that today on something. I thought, that is me. That is me right there.
Josh, where would you like to play when you play? Do you have a course or anything?
Well, I had a hole-in-one at Ballantrae in Pelham.
Really? Hole-in-one?
Yeah.
Wow. I want to see one.
Yeah, it's in Timberline in Calera. It's probably my favorite course in the state.
That's the one you see off the interstate. That looks like a pretty course.
On the left?
Yeah.
Yeah. I played there a couple times.
How'd that feel?
What's that?
How'd that feel?
Hole in one? Yeah. I was so jacked up, I birdied the next hole, and it was kind of downhill after that.
Doesn't matter, though, because you got the hole in one, right?
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for a par. So, I mean, a legit par.
If I ever hit a hole in one, I have a feeling it'll be one day when I'm by myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, nobody will believe you.
He's lying.
Actually, I won a driver in the putting contest at the hospital golf tournament yesterday.
So. Really?
Yeah.
What was it, one of those long putts that everybody
gets
a chance
from one end of the practice green to the other, pretty much.
Yeah, and you hit it. I love those. Those are fun to
play. I was the closest one.
Wow.
I'm still shocked.
Wow.
That's awesome.
There's probably a bunch of people out there mad at me right now. Bringing that up again.
They're like, yeah, he owns a restaurant. He's out here every day. Yeah. You know, he's playing golf.
We got
a
headline.
I wish I was.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Josh Braggs, he got the driver, not you.
Terry Ponzo's looking pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing some remodeling starting this week, I think.
Yeah. So, it was back in June or July, we played that member guest and, a couple of weeks before the member guest, there was wires everywhere. You know, those carts, they had some cart issues and whatnot. Yeah. And yeah, they actually had, it was all pretty much cleaned up and ready to play. Yeah. Which though, this year with not as much rain really messed them up too. You know, their fairway.
They said the snow, the ice storm or whatever we had got it pretty good. So.
Oh, it could have. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Sportsman's Lake is a crown.
Hey, it was a big deal. They fixed that train the other
day. That's right. That train is going.
Oh, yeah. I saw it, actually.
Is there ice? Are they still selling ice cream?
Is there two trains?
Oh, yeah. Hot dogs.
Is there two trains now?
Yeah.
It looked like there was
two trains.
I don't know. I think they have the main one, but it does look like there's something else.
Like a sub.
Yeah. There's like a sub. Yeah.
Could be.
But it's broke down, though.
I don't think it actually runs. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I guess if one
you
goes
remember
over
we were
the
kids,
lake,
that was
spare.
One of our trips, I think, like school trips when you were in elementary
Fawn
school. They took you.
Forest
we did.
That was when they had the zoo.
Yes.
See? Do you remember? Yeah, they had the zoo. They had a bear at Sportsman Lake Park.
Yep.
They didn't take us Holly Pond people out to stuff like that. We would have been. One of us would have got bit by something.
Y'all really missed out.
Yeah. That was something.
You know, it's. You think about it. used to have a zoo at Coleman.
I know.
I don't remember that. When would that have been?
Oh, man. So when
it was up on the hill.
Right when you come in on your right, on the hillside to your right when you pull in.
Where the storm shelter kind of things are?
No. On in. Go on in.
Oh, going on past where the fairgrounds are.
Across from the playground.
Yeah. Up on that hillside.
Yeah,
up on that. That's where they had a zoo.
It was an outdoor zoo?
Yeah.
The putt course was still there.
Yeah.
It's still there, but they're not using it, right? Or are they using it?
Yeah, it's there. It's going. They cleaned it up. I like some good putt-putt. Yeah.
That's what we need to do. Us four need to go play some putt-putt.
Now that would be a show.
Whatever. This guy won the whole thing.
Yeah, I know. That's why he wants to do it. He's going to bet 100 a hole on us. Take us off of the cleaners.
This guy's winning golf clubs.
Dang. He's going to bring it too with him.
Yeah. Josh Wiggins
scratch with it. Be like, yeah.
Brings a caddy and he's got his club. Yeah. He's got one putter in it.
Yeah. I take my clubs to Top Golf too.
No, you do.
Are you that kind of person?
He's that guy.
I'm that guy.
That is a fun place to go though. That's I need to go there just to practice.
I carried a couple of clubs my own one time. It didn't make no difference.
Yeah.
I was going to make fun of you, but I know people are going to hear this and they're going to be calling me going, you carried a couple of clubs out there. I know you did.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. But those clubs, they're their shafts and stuff.
I know. Some of them are pretty rough.
Yeah.
I can't tell the difference.
I mean, have you seen some of the people that go up there and play?
Oh, yeah.
Like the kids and the stupid stuff. I mean, you can tell they're all messed up. And
me? Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing out there.
Just go hit the ball.
You gotta be on the top.
I play the games. The games are the fun part of it. Like if you play a game in groups and try to aim and get the points, like just not drive. Play a game. Like it's fun.
I like it. Especially when you're up top, the red one.
Yeah.
You know, and you just barely even have to get that thing off there.
Hey, that's when you pull out the putter and just put it right off the edge.
Josh, you told us about the hole in one. You told us about winning the putting tournament thing, the longest putt.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have in your mind the worst shot you've ever hit?
Well, I'll never forgot what hole it is now. What is that? Oh, it's 18 now out Terry Pines.
At Terry Pines.
When I first started, my dad, he was teaching me, and he took me right up against the water. It was the first time I'd ever hit it over the water. And there went the club, everything. The water. So we had to like go up there and go ask. You know, that's back in the day. I don't know if they still do it. They had divers that dove for golf balls and stuff.
Really?
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So they had used to walk up and their heads would pop up. They have the little flag and they'd pop up in there. And you'd be like, dude, you go back under and stay under until I get done hitting, because it's going to go in there. You'll find my ball.
I've heard people like sneak into golf courses that have just a net, like a fishing net.
We have to keep an eye out for Sheriff Gentry.
Sheriff Gentry.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Scuba diving down there for balls.
He's fishing. He's fishing and golfing.
That's pretty good. All right. It's been fun. Yeah, we've been here with Josh Wiggins at Johnny's Barbecue, and I'm here with
Jacob Gibbs.
You almost forgot his name. Say your first and last name.
Jared Gibbs.
And I'm Michael Sapp, and this has been... some kind of show with a new name. We don't know.
Just name it Johnny's.
Yeah.
Name it the podcast of Johnny's.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. Check us out. And we'll see y'all next time. Y'all hang on a second and do me a favor. And
I thought you were going to say my name.
I know. I'm
pointing
sorry.
At you. You're just in there.
Do this thing.
Jacob. Jacob.
I don't care. You ain't got to cut anything. I'm like.
Look, let's say.